This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will miss the rest of the season with a fractured shoulder. The news comes after a spectacular second-half win Sunday against Baltimore. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about what this means for the 6-3 Browns.
When you read the statement from the Browns about Deshaun Watson having two injuries that he suffered in that victory over Baltimore, the first was a high ankle sprain. The other part, this is the shocking part, Amanda, is that now he needs major shoulder surgery. And in the second half of that Baltimore game, he did something that I've never seen a quarterback do before. He threw 14 passes and completed them all. He led the Browns in these dramatic comeback. I mean, you looked at that and go, finally, this looks like the guy that the Browns, you know, traded all those 6 draft picks and gave all that money to. And here it is, Wednesday morning comes a thing from the team that he's out for the year.
So does that mean that he was playing and he was still injured, or they really thought everything was fine and it just got re-injured?
I mean, guys play, quote unquote, hurt all the time. And earlier in the year, remember, he missed basically most of 3 games with a rotator cuff problem. And while I've been a very big critic of the Watson trade and all that stuff, I did defend him during that time when people were saying he just didn't want to play because he got paid, because his history was Watson plays and often played hurt. And so I figured if he's out, he's out. And then, of course, he came back and played well against San Francisco and then the superb game against Baltimore. But I think we could look at it now and say that shoulder was probably never anywhere close to 100%. And he must have got hit in the Baltimore game a certain way that then led to the major damage that he suffered. If you're a Browns fan, you talk about going from the high point of the season to the low point within about, I don't know, 72 hours?
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like if you're a fan. And now what? PJ Walker was filling in, and they actually did win 2 games with him. Does he come back in?
That's it, or they have that rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR. I mean, it's a possibility. You may say, okay, let's go with him, because they liked DTR much more than Walker at the start of the season, and Walker was kind of brought in to help out, and then Walker ended up taking over when DTR had his first NFL game. It was a disaster against Baltimore, but they didn't prepare him correctly. The problem is right now, Amanda, and I think like a lot of fans, how do I go from Deshaun Watson, 14 passes, 14 completions, a big second-half comeback in Baltimore, the Steelers coming to town, and I'm starting to think about P.J. Walker or DTR? I can't even get my brain around that.
Okay, but that's the reality.
That is exactly the reality, and that's the reality the coaching staff is facing. The difficult thing now is, Amanda, this is year 2 with Watson, and he's done for the year. You know, year 1 was the 11-game suspension, and he played 6 games. Year 2, he basically played 5 games. That's it. And then you'd throw on top of this earlier in the year, losing Nick Chubb. See, if they still had a healthy Chubb, you can get by with a lesser quarterback because he's such a dominant runner. But unfortunately, the other news that was this week, and this was expected, Nick Chubb had his second knee surgery on the ACL ligament. They're saying he's going to be back, quote, sometime next year. But you're taking out your 2 best offensive players, Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson, and you don't, quote-unquote, replace them with anyone. And as I mentioned, looming are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So if you're the team, do you start P.J. Walker or Dorian Thompson-Robinson against the Steelers?
Probably Walker, just because he played more. Pittsburgh's going to come out and run a lot of blitzes. But I was so fired up for the game, Amanda, to see how they would do, because they knock off Pittsburgh and Baltimore, you know, back-to-back. I want to add this, too. You know, just like how the fans become very discouraged and go, you got to be kidding me. That runs through the locker room, too. This is a tremendous downer for them.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Coach Kevin Stefanski said Wednesday afternoon, rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson will start Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media.